الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
The following is part of the speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution in Imam Ridha alayhi salam's shrine on the occasion of the beginning of the Iranian New Year 1402, that's March 21st, 2023. I firmly announce that the Iranian nation is strong, the Iranian nation is advancing, the Iranian nation can solve its own problems, it can cause transformation, and that the Iranian nation supports the resistance. I openly announce our support for the resistance, and I strongly deny our presence in the war in Ukraine. They falsely claim that Iran is involved in the Ukraine war. Such a thing is not true. We are not involved at all. In fact, the United States started this war in Ukraine in order to expand NATO towards the east. The US prepared the war, and now it is the US that is making the most profit from the Ukraine war. While the poor people of Ukraine are facing hardships, the American arms industry is making profits. That is why they won't let the war end. America is standing in the way of what is needed to end the war. And it won't allow it to happen, and they are not pleased if the war in Ukraine ends.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today. And that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
To wrap up my speech, I have pointed out some of the system's problems and flaws, but some problems lie within ourselves, the people, which we should also fix. There are some flaws within us people that are, in fact, related to economic issues. One of them is wastefulness. We waste a lot. We waste water, we waste bread, we waste electricity, we waste gas. We use things wastefully. Some countries which are far more populated than us use less gas and less petrol than we do. Our petrol and gas consumption is very high and we use them wastefully. We waste water, we throw away bread, and these are very big flaws. We must fix them. I specifically focused on this issue a few years ago. Another one of our flaws is luxurious expectations. This is why marriages have become so difficult. Our girls and boys reach the age of marriage but are not able to get married. Why? Because their parents feel obliged in front of their relatives. High amounts for mahar, the marriage gift, luxurious jahiziyeh, which is a cultural practice of buying home equipment and supplies for the newlywed couple, all kinds of luxuries and expensive celebrations. So the cost of marriage has increased. You need to get out of this competition of luxuries. Some people have started a competition for luxurious consumption. You need to get yourself out of this. This is one of our flaws. Another one of our important flaws is that we are not very fond of consuming domestic products.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.